Good evening, everyone. Someone recently sent me this, I guess you could call it a poem. It's by an unknown author, written to honor his or her parents. It stuck with me over the last few weeks, so I thought I would share it with you. It's entitled, "When You Thought I Wasn't Looking." It goes like this. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you hang my first painting on the refrigerator, and I immediately wanted to paint another one for you. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you feed a stray cat, and I learned that it was good to be kind to animals. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make my favorite cake for me. And I learned that the little things in life can be the special things in life. When you thought I wasn't looking, I heard you say a prayer. And I knew that there is a God I could always talk to. And I learned to trust in God. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you make a meal and take it to a friend who was sick. And I learned that we all have to help take care of each other. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw you take care of our house and everyone in it. And I learned that we all have to take care of what we are given. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw how you handled your responsibilities, even when you didn't feel good. And I learned that I, too, would have to be responsible one day. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw tears come from your eyes. And I learned that sometimes things hurt, but it's all right to cry. When you thought I wasn't looking, I saw that you cared. I wanted to be everything that I could be. When you thought I wasn't looking, I learned most of life's lessons that I needed to know to be a good person. When you thought I wasn't looking, I looked at you, and I wanted to say, thanks for all the things I saw when you thought I wasn't looking. You know, children really indeed do rely on their parents to teach them the important lessons of life. Not simply the simple things in life, like tying your shoelaces and making the bed, but the important things of life, like knowing right from wrong, good from bad, teaching each other how to respect one another, helping each other face the challenges and difficulties of life. And sometimes that task is easy and natural and just a wonderful thing to do. Other times it can be a big challenge. Think of the million times you had to say no and give those time outs or use other discipline in order to teach a lesson. But perhaps you haven't realized just how much your children have learned by simply watching you, especially when you didn't notice they were watching you. That old saying goes, actions speak louder than words. And like little sponges, our children soak up our actions far, far more than our words, even when we don't want them to. You know, when I was a teenager, I swore I'd never act like my parents. But now I'm old enough to admit that I've turned into my parents. I guess that's not so bad after all.
You know, I think of these things today as we celebrate what we call Good Shepherd Sunday. And I suppose you could say that our great parent in the sky decided to teach us, to shepherd us, not simply by sitting up there in the sky and giving us more and more words from the prophets and the scriptures, but by actually showing us how to do it himself. And so he became one of us in his son Jesus. And Jesus' mission was not simply to walk around giving us more and more words, more and more commandments, more and more lessons, but rather showing us how to do it right by the way he lived and suffered and died and rose again. I suppose you could say he shepherded us. He shepherded us by not telling us what to do, but by showing us how to do it. You know, we live in a world where everyone seems to have such strong opinions about what's right and what's wrong, what we should or should not do. And with the explosion of the internet, everyone thinks they have the right to tell you. But it seems to me we still have not learned the simple lesson of our Good Shepherd. Stop telling people what to do, but rather show them how to do it. That is always, always the best way. Simply put, when you think no one is looking at you, that's when you really begin to teach what's most important to you. Amen.